In sub-Saharan Africa, women may face stigma and discrimination if they don't breastfeed their babies. That's because many believe these women have HIV/AIDS. But new research shows treatment can allow women to breastfeed despite their HIV-positive status. The findings were released this week at a major AIDS conference in Cape Town, South Africa. Research conducted in Cameroon, Ivory Coast, South Africa, and Zambia shows that the risk of HIV transmission can be greatly reduced during breastfeeding. Dr. Laura Gay is Vice President of Research for the Elizabeth Glazier Pediatric AIDS Foundation, which supported the research.
We know that women who breastfeed are at risk of transmitting the infection to their baby at a small percent during breastfeeding, but that the risk of not breastfeeding is quite high in terms of death or illnesses. So these studies were looking at ways that would allow women who are HIV infected to continue to breastfeed.
Gay says two studies looked at the best ways to prevent HIV infection in infants.
One was to provide the mother who is HIV infected with three anti-HIV drugs that she would continue to take during the breastfeeding period for up to 6 months during breastfeeding. The other intervention that was tested was, instead of giving the mother multiple drugs, could you provide the baby that is HIV negative with one anti-HIV drug and give the baby the drug every day while breastfeeding for 6 months and see if that would also decrease transmission?
Both methods proved effective. Shorter studies had been done earlier on giving infants antiretrovirals. The women taking part in the study had not been taking AIDS drugs because their immune systems had not yet been ravaged by HIV. However, the emerging view is that anyone infected with HIV should be on antiretrovirals. This could help prevent immune system damage in the first place.
We know for sure that all women who are immune compromised or don't have a strong immune system needing HIV therapy should be on it, and that is across the board. But this was particularly targeted to those women who would not have otherwise needed to be on the drugs.
The findings have not been put into general practice yet.
So the challenge will now be to take the information that we know and see how these practices would be implemented in the field.
A report known as the Pearl Study shows that women who actually took part and completed treatment varied greatly by country and facility. The problem is access. The Glazier Foundation says few women in sub-Saharan Africa have access to even simple drug regimens.
We know that only about 33% of women, or only 33 out of 100 women, have access to a program that actually has services in place to prevent mother-to-child transmission. So the first challenge is, how do we reach all the women who do not have access to a prevention program?
And once treatment is made available, another challenge is to make sure women stay on it.
Can you do outreach in the community, educating the population, having community health workers try to identify where pregnant women are, using peers or women that have been through the program to try to get the message out there, even going to businesses to try to educate the men. If you have a partner that's pregnant, it's important for all of her health to come to antenatal clinic.
Not breastfeeding when HIV positive is the best way to prevent infection in infants, but it can cause other problems. Over the HIV/AIDS pandemic, many women became outcasts for not breastfeeding.
So we knew that the most important part that we could do was to allow women to breastfeed, but really look at ways they could do it safely.
The Elizabeth Glazier Pediatric AIDS Foundation is one of the leading groups providing treatment for women and children in Africa. It's operated programs in developing countries for the past 20 years. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.